All is right in the world. It's the Next Level Podcast. We're back. It's Monday, another absolutely beautiful Monday here in Columbia, South Carolina. Breeze blowing. Feels like it's about 78 degrees, maybe low 80s here at Ridgeview High School. But the Next Level Podcast is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School, right here in Columbia, South Carolina. We mentioned it's been a minute since we've done a podcast together, CP, and it's showing. We're going to leave that in, though. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. We compete in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League, been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. We now have 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up. You can learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. I'm Brian Rosefield, the athletic director. And again, it's all is right in the world. I'm joined by our boys track coach, Charles Proctor, in the podcast studio. CP, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man? Look here. It feels like we haven't been in school in like a month, and I don't even think it's been a full 2 weeks yet.
I think you're right, CP. On June the 12th, it has been 10 days since graduation.
It's crazy how, I don't even know if it's like the time flies, but just how you have to manage it totally different now that we're not in school.
Well, I think that's a perfect lead into today's topic about what are you doing. And this is the collective, I don't know if a collective you, but you, the listener, you, CP, right. You as in me, I'm saying it to myself. What are you doing with your summer? Because you're right, time is less structured.
Yes.
You know, school starts here at 8:50 and we're done at 3:53. So we know there's a start time, there's an end time. Then there's practice, then there's meets, there's contests, there's all this kind of stuff. And now it's like, ooh, I mean, there's still things going on, but right. It's a whole lot less structured.
Like, it's crazy that we sit here and we think the kids are the one who benefits the most from the structure. But, I mean, if you talk to a lot of the coaches that are done with their seasons now, I mean, we really have to find things to do so that we can properly manage our time. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's not something that you think about during the year because, like you said, we're always on the go. And but as soon as it's over, it's like, what do I do?
I love that point from an adult standpoint. I will say this for me. I don't want to say it's the worst day of the year, but June the 3rd or June the 6th, whatever that first Monday or first Friday after graduation for me, again, it's not the worst day of the world. But it's the quietest day where the emails stop coming in.
Yep.
There are less places that I have to be. And so, like, hearing you talk about it from an adult or coach perspective, it's almost like a grief process. I remember when I was directly coaching.
Yes.
And the season was over. It's like, well, what am I doing now? But there's some grief there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, luckily for me, you know, we got nationals coming up this week. Shout out to the Ridgeview Boys and Girls track team and their accomplishments this year, and definitely plan on accomplishing a lot more this week here at the New Balance Nationals. But yeah, outside of practice, which, you know, now with us being out of school, and y'all know about this South Carolina heat, we try to beat it. So we go early in the morning. And after that, I got the whole day to do what? I spent the first week catching up on some shows. You know, I put a thing out on Twitter like, "Hey, what's the new series out? What's the best series?" And you know, I caught up on some shows. But then after that, it was, "All right, Charles, what you gonna do for the rest of the day? Like, you already done practice? Like, you know, me and the family, we sitting here looking at each other like we crazy. Like, look, I ain't used to being around y'all this much. Y'all used to being like, we're sitting here trying to find ways to pass the time.
Yeah,
and so." So, I mean, that's something I've been talking to our athletes a lot about just how are you managing your time during the summer? Are you doing things that are you doing the necessary things to help prepare you to achieve whatever goals that you have going into this next school year and whatever the next season is for you?
And that's, I love that you brought that up. And this is we're piggybacking on last week's episode. I flew solo. It was just not the same, CP, without you in here, without Coach Burris, and without all of our other coaches that have jumped on this podcast. But I talked about the power of an hour, and you talk about managing your time. and how that relates to going towards the goals that, that kids or adults have set out. And the stance that James Clear that I talked about last week that I made as well about, can I batch this goal instead of looking at it in a 10-year span, like, oh my gosh, I want to be here in 10 years. No, today I'm going to take an hour, or I'm going to take some manageable amount of time to just do something for an hour and say, that's a vote towards the kind of person that I want to be in 10 years. So, yep. But I love how you say that, managing your time. And the question that comes to me, that's, I think, is on our whiteboard in here, the esoteric philosophical whiteboard that's in my office that our audio audience can't see, but what do you want to create? So I hear you say, what are you managing? Are you managing your time? But I would go a little bit further. It's like, what do you want to create? Do you want to be an all-conference performer, an all-region performer, an all-state performer, whatever? And we're talking about current athletes. We're talking about former athletes. We're talking about people in general. But what is it that you want to create?
Yeah, I mean, that is something that I harp on with the kids, you know, often. And I start the season off with it. You know, I start the season off with them writing down their goals. And that's how I hold them accountable, you know, throughout the season. And the summertime is no different. I mean, you know, when you got the kids that are competing in a sport in the fall, of course, you know, they're full-fledged right now, whether it's football, volleyball, cheer, swimming, things of that nature.
Everybody's going.
They're full-fledged, but what about the ones who don't have a fall sport, or cross-country, don't want to leave them out. Cross country, you know, but what about the ones who don't start until the wintertime with the winter sports, or they don't start until the springtime? You know, we can't take these 2 months during the summer break of doing absolutely nothing towards building towards whatever the goal is. Mm-hmm. We definitely got to manage the time. You know, with the 2 months, you definitely want to take some rest, you know, because the school year can get hectic, but you also don't want to take so much rest to where you're not doing anything productive.
And if you're listening to this, like I'm listening to this, listening to you, listening to me talk. And if you're listening to this and thinking like, oh goodness, I haven't done anything for 10 days and I'm having a hard time getting motivated to do something in the next day or this today or the next 10 days, the next phase, and you're feeling bad about it, my encouragement is going to be, don't feel bad about it.
No, not at all. Please don't. Yeah. Please don't.
This is not a shame and guilt session of, well, you said you want to do this, so you better get out there and start working out, and the 3 days a week, you better do something. You know, no, like it's going back to this discussion that we've had along in our podcast episodes of, can we as humans do the things that we say that we want to do without external pressures of saying, well, you better do it. A coach that says, you better do this. Mm-hmm. Can I just, and I'm speaking for myself, using my own language again, can I go and do the thing that I want to do? And notice when I've taken a few days off, or maybe I've taken 10 days off, and say, oh, that's really interesting. Is that who I really want to be? Versus the human tendency to say, oh, you are a piece of garbage, Brian. You better get up. You ate that pint of ice cream last night. I can't believe you said you wanted to lose weight and all that. Like, that as motivation for me never works. So again, kind of, we've talked about this idea of compassion along, but hey, can we be compassionate towards ourselves and say, all right, that's right. Hey, I've done 10 days, not how I want to do it. So what can I do next moving forward?
Oh yeah. Look here, accountability, Bo. Accountability, I think, is the big word for this episode. And yeah, sometimes you got to look in the mirror like, hey, you know what? I do need to rest. You know what? I need to take a step back. So some of us might have needed those 10 days of doing absolutely nothing. Mm. But we can't add another 10 days to that of doing absolutely nothing. You know, going back to the episode last week about, you know, the power of an hour. You know, we're not asking you to make up for those 10 days in day one, but get started day one, whatever your day one is, whether that's today, whether that's tomorrow, but there has to be a day one. And don't need you trying to get all 10,000 hours in, just need one. Just need one step in front, 1 foot in front of the other, and compounding those steps on top of each other to where, you know, we're walking towards a goal.
So I'm going to talk about it publicly for the first time here, CP. So,
hey, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
I mentioned, I don't know, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, during maybe it was episode 18, the Avoiding Demands episode on May the 8th. It might have been after that. But I said I'm doing something that I find to be very difficult for me to complete every day. I don't say very difficult, but it's was something that I decided a couple months ago I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. This is going to help me feel better in my body. It's going to help me feel better about meeting the demands of life and saying I'm not going to give myself an out. I'm going to do this every day. And it's something that I stole from James Clear. I've mentioned him a couple times now here the last couple of weeks. And again, if you have not heard of James Clear, jamesclear.com. He's incredible. Talks about habits. He's written a book, Atomic Habits. It's great, great stuff. Very practical stuff. But he mentioned sometime on an email, or I don't remember, maybe it was a podcast. He said, maybe try doing 100 push-ups a day. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. I'll try that. So I started doing that a couple of years ago, and I lasted for a few months, and then I quit. And then for some reason back in March or April, I said, you know what? I'm going to start doing that again. And I was very clear about why I wanted to do it. I wanted to be a little fitter, be a little stronger. But I realized for me, when I have physical activity every day, whether it's 10 push-ups at a time or 20 and 10 and 5 or 15 or whatever, and get to those 100 push-ups, I eat better. I feel better. I think clearer. It's like I'm doing something that's going to help me feel better. And with this discussion that you and I are talking about, it's so fascinating. The last about 10 days, and maybe this is what it is, I have skirted those push-ups. I've done, like yesterday, I did 10. Uh-huh. The day before, I did 10. However, I've been keeping track of how far behind I am.
Uh-huh. That's the accountability. That's the accountability, yeah, right there.
And the accountability is telling you, and now telling our listeners, that at the start of today, I needed to do 510 to get back to even. Uh-huh. Now, as of recording here at about 11:18 a.m., I've done 60. So I've got 450 to go. I'm not, but here's the thing. It's kind of the on theme of what we're talking about. I'm not going to complete all 510 of them today.
Right.
My goal is if I can get 200 in, well, now I'm chipping away. And by the end of the week, I can be back to zero. But every day, every morning I wake up, oh, that counts back to 100.
Right.
And it's not a punishment to me. It's just for, I love that word, accountability. It's for me to be accountable to myself, and in this case to you and our listeners, that I'm going to do that. So here's the other thing. If you want to join me on this journey of 100 push-ups a day, let us know. Shoot me an email, brosefield@richland2.org. Comment, whatever you got to do to let us know. It's fascinating to watch, at least in my opinion, watch me want to skirt something that I know helps me to feel better. That's right. The only reason I'm doing it. And I'm still, as of yesterday, I was feeling kind of groggy. I'm like, I don't know. I just want to kind of sleep in. I'm like, do some push-ups. I only did 10.
And so, but you did something.
I did something.
You did something. Yeah. And matter of fact, now that you said that in front of our listeners, I will join you on this 100 push-ups. Yes, look here. I'm with you, my man. I'm with you.
But I think it's just, I mean, I share that just, again, not to say, hey, look at me, but back to this, what are you doing with your summer? It's, I could just not do any push-ups and say at the end of the summer, like, oh, geez, I need to do, I don't know what the math would be, 3,000 or something, whatever the math would be, and expect to pick up right where I left off. Like, no, can I do something every day to move me towards the person that I want to be and do the things that I want to do?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Like, again, like I tell my athletes, you know, hey, going in, I'm going to use some of this. I'm going to use the seniors. Hey, we're going into my senior year. Hey, I'm looking to get these offers, you know. I got to put up this number of touches and this number of touchdowns and this number of yards. Okay, what are you doing to get there? Mm-hmm. What are we just talking about, or are we actively putting in work? Shoot, I'm pretty sure we have some kids around here that wants to get into videography. How many times have y'all went up to a coach and said, "Hey, coach, can I make a short film for you? Mm. Can I record your practice?" It's so much opportunity out here for whatever it is that you want to do, and especially now that we have a lot of this downtime, you know, don't just sit here and talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a new trade that you want to get into, I know for me, sometimes during the school year, I like reading, but sometimes during the school year, especially during track season, it didn't get too hectic. Mm-hmm. I have two books sitting on my shelf that I brought during the spring that I have not opened. And they're just looking at me. And every day I say, you know what? I'm going to open this book. And then I turn on Netflix. and so, you know, now for me, like, hey, before the end of the summer, I got to finish these two books. Mm-hmm. I bought them during the springtime to finish them during that time. Track season got a little hectic. So now I got some downtime. Now I got to get back into these books, man. I got to feed my soul in a different way other than coaching and being around kids and things of that nature. So, you know, I think we all have things that goals and aspirations that, you know, we would like to dive into now that we have downtime. But it's just making sure that we're choosing that over the easier route of doing either nothing or something else that pleases us, but, you know, doesn't help us get towards that goal.
You know, I love that you mentioned the Netflix thing. And this is where the compassion comes in that I feel like we need to be able to have for ourselves, is that I know when I read a book, mm-hmm. I feel better. I think clearer, similar to push-ups for me, an exercise.
Right. It's a mental exercise.
It is. And I get new ideas. I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And what's the first thing that I want to do when I get home? It's usually turn on the TV, turn on Netflix, turn on Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, whatever I'm paying for and using, or walking around with this computer in my pocket, pull out my phone, start checking emails or looking at news or scrolling through whatever. Mm-hmm. Those things are easy. That's right. Easy to do.
Right.
Turning the TV off, putting the phone away for a little bit to pick up a book, keeping the phone in another room, that's hard to do. But again,
yes.
Be compassionate about towards myself and just go do those things that help me feel better and then go to the phone later or then go to Netflix later and not feel bad about it.
Right. Oh, look, definitely, man. Look, that is exactly where I am right now. Like before we got on air, I told you, man, if these 10 days have felt like a month away from campus and away from our day-to-day regular hectic life, and it's tough. Mm-hmm. It is tough juggling the free time.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I ran into one of our coworkers yesterday at the store, and I was like, I think this might be the first year in, man, I've been coaching and in education for over 10 years, and this might have been the first year. Like, I think I'm ready to go back to work. I need the structure. I need structure in my life. Like I'm ready to go back just to have the structure.
Yeah.
It's too much free time.
So CP, this is fascinating. I'm so thankful for Google and this technology that, again, I'm not bemoaning, but you talked about something that just triggered this quote that Steve Garris was, I probably mentioned it before on this podcast, but the professor of organizational behavior at the University of South Carolina, the greatest class I've ever taken. I have not talked to Mr. Garris in a while. Anyway, he was an incredible man, but he told us that life is a do-it-yourself project.
I like that.
And I just sat here and Googled life is a do-it-yourself project, quote, and then I found that it's a little bit further, it's a little bit longer of a quote, and this is by Napoleon Hill. I'm going to tell you about Napoleon Hill in a second. But Napoleon says, it takes half your life before you discover that life is a do-it-yourself project. It takes half your life before you discover that life is a do-it-yourself project. What do you hear when I say that? And I'll tell you more about Napoleon Hill in a second.
Oh, man. I mean, for one, I got to wait that long to get it figured out. Oh, my gosh. I got a lot more messing up to do, for one. And then, two, it goes back to, I mean, well, I think we've talked about this a lot of times here on the podcast, is you have to be intrinsically motivated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as people cannot sit around and wait for somebody to come cheer us on or to come uplift us to do the things that we know we need to do to get to where we want to go.
Yep. CP, again, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at technology. So further on Napoleon Hill.
Okay.
Napoleon Hill was an author. According to Wikipedia, born in Virginia. I don't know where he was born. But born in 1883 and died in 1970. A self-help author, and he's best known for the book Think and Grow Rich. Have you ever heard of that book?
We have it on our bookshelf, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's my challenge to you, because I'm currently downloading it right now to my Kindle. I love reading on a Kindle.
Okay.
For $8.99 right now. Thank you.
I can't do it. I can't do the Kindle.
You can't do the Kindle?
I have to touch the pages. I don't know what it is.
No judgment.
I don't know why.
I'm loving it. But I think you and I this summer, we need to read Think and Grow Rich, first of all. Okay.
Hey, now I got three books to read. Perfect. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah. But as we're talking, I'm thinking about the question, and it's too late to change the episode title now. Instead of asking, what are you doing with your summer? The question that I now have is, who has your attention? Ooh. Does Netflix have your attention? Does Instagram, does TikTok, or does Napoleon Hill have your attention?
All of the above.
Yeah.
I think that's a great next episode. I can't wait to get into that one.
Yeah. So we'll pause this episode here with that question, and we'll ask that question and talk about who has your attention on the next episode. But any final thoughts on this one, CP? What you doing with your summer?
Hey, man. Look, just like we've just been talking with y'all, not to y'all or at y'all, but with y'all, I got to hold myself accountable as well. I got to pick up some of these books. Now I got to jump on these push-ups with my man Brian, and we'll keep y'all posted next week on how this went.
It's all just information, and we referenced it before, but if you hadn't listened to episode 18, Avoiding Demands, I think it's in line with what we talked about today. But we wish your kids, I know it's not an official Ridgeview track and field event, we just have a lot of Ridgeview kids going to New Balance Nationals. That's going to be exciting. So wishing our student athletes nothing but the best. And we appreciate you joining us for another episode of the Next Level Podcast. We'll see you Monday as we talk about who has your attention. See y'all.